Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening and welcome to the History of Alchemy podcast. I'm Travis Dow.
And I'm Pete Coleman from the Bohemican podcast.
And we know it's been a while since our last show, but it's because we've been writing a book for you, which is now, well, I mean, it'll go through another draft probably, but it is now written and even edited. But yeah, we want to kind of add to it maybe, but we've been busy. And besides that, we have a lot of new stuff on Podcastnik. You can find all the stuff we do on podcastnik.com. I just published the 25th episode of The Secret Cabinet, which is, I won't say what it is. It's all weird history, but yeah. And then since last you've heard of us, we launched a show called Africa, A History, which is, so far it's been a lot of other just random African history that I've been reading about either in college or since then, or my own travels to Africa. And it's only about 6 or 7 episodes in, but there's more in the works. And then, of course, History of Germany, where chronologically we're all the way up to the 11th century. We've already crossed with Czech history and even some of the times of the Middle Eastern alchemists. So we're like, that'll kind of get interesting, but High Middle Ages. And then a podcast I only do in German called Americana für euch, which is about Americana, and it's for Germans. And then, of course, our sister show, Bohemican, which Pete and I do together. And there is the ever-present YouTube channel on that. And a lot of times we mention alchemy on that show as well. And there's a lot more to come there.
And it's true, Trav. There are some times when both the Alchemy show and the Bohemican show have that sort of cross-reference. And some of that you'll see in the upcoming book that we're putting together, dealing with the Emperor Rudolf's alchemy and his court here in Prague. So there's sometimes those little bits of cross-references that we have in both shows that really kind of help both our audience, because it's kind of know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, so actually, that book, yeah, exactly. I didn't really say what the book's on, but yeah, exactly. So this book actually takes place in Prague, and it's in the 1600s, and it's all about alchemy. So this is definitely an alchemy book on alchemy, and yeah, so it's around Rudolf II, Tycho Brahe. I mean, most of the people we've talked about on the show, but a few we haven't. And so they will, you know, the book itself will probably become an episode and that kind of thing. So yeah, lots more to come. Don't worry, we're still around. One thing I kind of wondered was I wanted to make an announcement out there that I've been planning some live events in Germany, but now I live in Santa Clara, California. So I was just wondering if how many of you guys live in the Bay Area and how many would be interested in come having a beer with me, and I could even record a live show if I get a group together. So I have it all, venue and sound people and everything ready to go in at least San Jose, probably, if there's interest. You can follow me on Twitter at Alchemy Podcast. And let me know if you're interested.
All right. So if you really want to get a hold of Travis, or you want to get a hold of me, you might want to go to our umbrella sort of network that we have called Podcastnik, and that will be at @PodcastNIK. You can also get a lot of information on our tweet from our retweets that we do. It kind of is a cascade effect, if you will, at Bohemican and at Germany Podcast and at Americana Pod, P-O-D. So that's one thing you can try to do. We really kind of put out this because of our family of networks. We want everybody to be on the same page, so to speak. And you'll really get an idea about what we're up to, what we're doing, what we're planning on doing. And if you really have a focus on the history or science that we kind of really give to you guys, we really want to reach out to you and all the different sort of social medias that we can use to do that. especially if you have that sort of niche thing that you want to listen to, something about the occult, something about the interesting with the secret cabinet that Travis does, you know, or if you really want to focus on something with Africa. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can find us. And but the big sort of umbrella you need to just know from the end of this podcast tonight is Podcastnik, podcast N-I-K.
Yeah. And before I forget, there's also a Facebook page. So there's a group where you can share your own alchemy news and that kind of thing. So that some ideas have come from that, actually, from listeners. And there's also a page where it's called History of Alchemy Podcast News, where I just kind of, you know, let everybody know when there's a new episode out, that kind of thing.
You know, and that's very true, Travis. When you look at what we're working on these new episodes coming out. We've got a lot of things going on for 2017 that I think there'll be a little bit of something for everybody when it comes to some of our shows, especially if you're into alchemy. That's one of the big things we're working on right now with this book. I'm very excited about this. You know, Travis and I, we've been talking about doing an alchemy book for years now, and finally we decided that the epicenter of that's going to have to be Emperor Rudolf here in Prague. And his reign during these days, right before the 30 Years' War got kicking, there was just so many great things going on with alchemy. So that's what the book's going to be about, and that's something you definitely want to stay tuned to hear more about those type of things. And you can get more of that information at podcastnik.com. But if you need something to hold you over, if you want to really support the show, we're talking stickers, we're talking T-shirts and other graphic designs. We got one great T-shirt that's out. That's got a homunculus on the front of it. If you remember that from one of our shows, Trav, right?
So now we found homunculus. We found a graphic designer. I'm going through all the shows, but there will definitely be a couple more alchemy shows out there. So the one we have so far is the homunculus, or you can just get one with the History of Alchemy logo. But there's a History of Germany one, and there's a Secret Cabinet one coming out shortly. It'll be on Emperor Norton. So yeah, I think they look great. They're kind of cartoonish. I don't know how to describe the style, or comic book like, but
Travis,
very cool.
Who was Emperor Norton again? We did something on him once. It was something in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, technically he was like a homeless, unemployed guy, formerly rich guy that lost his fortune and lost his mind because of it. And then he walked around in a you know Union uniform, and this is shortly after the Civil War, 1870s, 1880s. And just went around as Emperor Norton and wrote into newspapers, having these proclamations and everything. And people respected him like the emperor. He printed his own currency, which was accepted in restaurants in San Francisco. So yeah, that's a great secret cabinet tale. So he's kind of a local here, hence the first T-shirt. But yeah, other than that, I would like to kind of repeat that if you guys have ideas for a show or something, or there's, you know, we have hundreds of topics. That's true. We already have a list that's hundreds of topics long. But the thing is that I'll move things to the top of the list, even if we already thought of it, if there's a listener request. So definitely can reach out on Twitter or Facebook. If I know there's some interest, we'll move it to the top of the list. So that kind of kicks us in the rear and motivates us. As does, by the way, nothing really helps us more than reviews on iTunes. So you can let us know that you want more by giving us positive reviews.
We know you want more. That's one thing we've really listened to you guys. When you write into us saying, okay, are you guys alive? What are you doing? You know,
yeah.
And of course we're very, very busy, not with just our podcast stuff. I mean, we both have jobs during the daytime, and this is our nighttime and weekend sort of stuff. We're putting this together, but we hear you. We want to provide more, but there's only two of us, you know, and we do our work with writing books now, and we're doing YouTube videos and the list is long and extensive, but it's something we want to do to kind of take it to the next level of what we're doing. But just to keep you in mind that we're not letting that down. You know, we're kind of like doing what, two shows a year right now for Alchemy. We'll probably up that a little bit, but I'm thinking that even by doing that, you guys have been fantastic with tuning in, because looking at the numbers, you know, a quarter of a million downloads for our shows. That's 10,000 downloads a month is what's coming in on Alchemy, just on Alchemy.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to thank you all so much for sticking with us.
That's definitely something we never would have thought 4 years ago. It's been, it's 4 years now. That's crazy.
We never thought that for sure.
So,
hard to believe. But yeah, it's all because of you all listening and rating the shows. on iTunes and writing us great emails with ideas and things that you liked about what we do. And that inspires us to pick up the pen and start writing more stories, more scripts, doing the research. This show in particular is heavy on research.
Yeah.
So to crank out a show takes a lot of effort, and it's one thing we want to provide you all with the best information we possibly can, and that's even harder to do when you've got individuals in the alchemy sphere of historical references that have very little information on them. So we have to really dig deep, or we've got to go research things in other languages and then retranslate them back to English. It is tough, but we do feel like we've got some other great shows still left in our tank. To be able to give you an idea about more about that this really amazing era, or many eras rather,
yeah.
but one in particular.
In fact,
during the 17th century, the high point, the high watermark of alchemy.
Yeah, in fact, to let you guys know what's coming up here in the next couple episodes, we just recorded an episode on biblical figures as alchemists, and coming up soon is probably Avicenna and other early Arab sources. Maybe as a single, or even, or probably pseudo Avicenna, really, but that might be in a single episode, and much more on Miriam the Jewess and Ramon Llull and Zosimos of Panopolis. So, yeah, I mean, since the history of alchemy really is a passion of ours, and one of the things which interests me the very most out of all of human history, we'll definitely be here, like this year and next year, and we're not going anywhere. Just we'll kind of come in waves. But I am trying to get a lot of the reading done, and so, once that happens, we'll release it, call it another season of shows, and definitely this year, we have a half dozen that are almost ready to go.
So one thing that I've also liked seeing this come across, which really kind of gives us a little bit of energy, is seeing what people want to do to help us keep moving the shows along that we have, because a lot of this is out of our own pocket. We want to keep things free. But we're also keeping the door open for donations. And we have some great donations that came through for us on PayPal and on Patreon. That's the new kid on the block, man. Everyone's got to have a Patreon account, and we do as well. That makes these books and T-shirts and everything else kind of possible.
All for paying the editor.
Personally, Andrew, I always saw paying the editor as optional, but, we'll think about it. I kid. Our editor is pretty decent. C+. I kid. He's awesome.
Because without that, we can't get these things started. If you need, we put things right now on Kindle. So we're going through the Amazon Kindle Direct self-publishing system. That, of course, is free. But, it takes a lot of time and money and effort to get to that point to put out a book. So it does take a lot of effort, especially after you get a book printed. You got to get it promoted. So anything you guys do is a big help for us on all levels. And linking to our show through blogs gets the new listeners. We're always on the lookout to expanding what we do to a whole new group of people that maybe just have come across us for the first time. And, in the early days of our podcast, if you go back to the earliest days 4 years ago, you'll see that there's a natural progression. Hopefully, technically, we sound a lot better, right, Travis?
Yeah.
We get our act together bit by bit, and you can kind of follow us in the progression that we've had, our maturation process, if you will. And we hope that we not only get new listeners, but we retain the ones that we've really cared for having along the way. So please keep it up. We want to thank you so much for listening, and that's all we really can ask for. There are a lot of things you can do to get from us, something you can wear, something you can place on your bumper of your car. To promote the show. Those things help out just as much.
So stay tuned for the biblical figures as alchemists coming very shortly, and a few more after that. Otherwise, take a look at Podcastnik, Podcast NIK, for all the other stuff we're doing, because we are doing a lot of other stuff too.
And we will actually mention when the book is ready to go out. You'll find us.
We did just publish over Christmas the Curious Czech Christmas book, which is about Czech traditions, and it's there's a lot of humor in there. It's a lot of great little stories in there. about the Czech Republic and this season. So yeah, go take a look at that. That's all on Amazon. You can look for Travis Dow or Pete Coleman and you'll find it that way. But yeah, other than that, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the reviews on iTunes. We're still just really surprised at the reaction we've gotten from the show and who and where we've been linked to. It's been really flattering and helped us out a lot. So yeah, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.